Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love that didn't leave us in our own works and in our own ways, but you came and you met us just like you did with Abram, and you spoke into our hearts, and we knew we need you to change our lives, to, as for me, to turn away from the aggression and the drinking. And thank you, Lord, you've done it. And from that moment of trusting and believing in our hearts that you are Lord and you've been raised from the dead, cleansed us, taking away, dealing with our sins, and we confessed it, I thank you, it was a turning point. We were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom, became children of God. We came righteous. From unrighteousness, we entered into righteousness. I love the scripture, Lord, where you say, of you are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, wisdom about redemption, wisdom about sanctification, that we are now holy, wisdom about righteousness, that we're in right standing, that we've returned to you and to all that you have in store for our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading Romans 4. Verse 1 to 5, and I'm reading out of the Message translation. So how do we fit what we know of Abram, our first father in the faith, into this new way of looking at things? If Abram, by what he did for God, got God to approve him, he could certainly have taken credit for it. But the story we're given is a God story, not an Abram story. What we read in scripture is, Abram entered into what God was doing for him, and that was the turning point. He trusted God to set him right instead of trying to be right on his own. If you're a hard worker and you do a good job, you deserve your pay. We don't call your wages a gift, but if you see that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and you trust him to do it, you could never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and long you work well. That trusting him to do it is what gets you set right with God, by God, sheer gift.
Hallelujah. So nice translation. This, you know, just points out that God has faith in us. It starts, it's from faith to faith, and it will always needs to be God first. Every step of faith is not well. We don't get faith and then we run into just doing it in our own faith and what we believe. We got to stay with God every step of the way. He has faith in us. He has faith in mankind so much that he predestined us before he even made the world to be holy and blameless in Christ. That's his original intention, and God doesn't change his mind. And so when he called us by causing faith to well up in us and say, we need you. Thank you, Lord, for coming into our life. Thank you, Lord, for paying the price and setting us free. Thank you, Lord, we want your will in our life, because we've seen our will hasn't got us anywhere. And in that, in believing, confessing, our lives changed. We've translated out of darkness into the marvelous light. Like Jesus says, unless you're born again, you will not see or enter the kingdom. And so we were born again, and we entered the kingdom, and now we're needing to see it, and so as to enter in into a greater way. Like we shared last week, we spoke about 2 Peter chapter 1, where you called to make your calling and election sure by adding to your faith. And it's not adding to your faith, it's just actually other deeper qualities of faith, because the righteous live by faith. And it's God's got the idea. He's got the whole picture. He knows why he made you. He knows why you're here. And he knows the good works that he's been laid out for your life. So we stay in tune with him, and we bring about with the faith when he inspires us by faith. When faith arises as we draw close morning by morning, we stay in that goodness, that beautiful fragrance that comes from the Lord. And then we add that faith goodness, and then we take faith, knowledge, get more scriptures around it, and just build ourselves up and stay strong in that light. And then we, what's the next one? Add to faith, knowledge, self-control. Then we We have faith, self-control. We stay in tune with what the Lord is saying, what the Lord is singing over us, what we know has come from Him. And then it goes on to faith perseverance, faith endurance, faith character, faith brotherly kindness. So it's all just qualities, but it's qualities that's coming from the kingdom of God, God's love for us, His plan for us, to our spirits, to our soul, and to our body, and then being expressed in these earthen temples. So we are temples of God, made by God to experience God and walk with Him and bring out the beautiful fragrance of heaven day by day. Amen.
Amen.